Good morning, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. When the Miami Dolphins played their first game 44 years ago, a lady named Hazeltine Knickerbocker, now of St. Lucie County, and her late husband Bruce were rooting for the team in the Orange Bowl. The couple lived in Miami. They usually drove to the Orange Bowl, which was in a residential area near downtown.
There were lots of homes around the Orange Bowl, and people sometimes charged people $5, $10, $20, or whatever, to park in their yards for the games. What did you do?
Well, we had a friend that lived near the Orange Bowl, and he didn't charge us anything. He was real good.
What was the team like in the early days in the mid-60s, before Don Shula?
I had never been to a professional game. My husband, being from Iowa, he was close to the northern cities, Chicago Bears. He loved professional football.
Professional football was really late coming to Florida.
Yes, it was late, but everybody loved it. It was always a filled stadium.
You went to every home game, just about?
We never miss.
How much were tickets?
Oh, dear. Oh, I think I found a ticket the other day. I'm trying to clean out the garage. $7.50.
You're still going to games at the age of 87. You didn't go this year, but you went the season before. How much are you paying these days?
$98 a ticket. Seats 1 and 2 on the 50-yard line. There's a story behind how we got those seats, if you want to hear about it.
Was this in the Orange Bowl?
No. This was when Mr. Robbie built the new stadium. When we first started, we were on about the 30-yard line and up about row 46, which was still good. And then Mr. Robbie, when he finished the stadium, we received a letter from Mr. Robbie asking if we had any preference.
This, of course, was Joe Robbie, the former owner of the Dolphins.
We wrote back, and I was going to use psychology on him. I said, anything you do is fine with us. So we ended up on row 28, seats 1 and 2, 50-yard line.
Couldn't get much better than that.
No, we were real happy. And I've had that seat ever since.
You remember, of course, the 1972 season. You went to all the games that season. And you were living in Miami Springs, where Don Shula lived and where a lot of the players came.
Yes. One of the defensive linemen on that 72 team, he was president of the Christian Association of National Football Players. And every time he signed one of the children's program, he put a psalm from the Bible in it. They were all good guys. Nick Bonacani, Dick Anderson. Those boys stop and talk to you anytime you wanted to talk.
You used to see them Friday nights before games.
Yes, Don Shula went out to Miami Springs Villas, and we waited for him to come out, and we'd talk to him, and they'd talk to us.
You have a favorite player from that era?
Oh, gee. We loved all those boys, but I always got a kick out of Larry Zonka. He had a home up in North Carolina where I have a home. Everybody up there knew Larry.
The Dolphins have had their ups and downs since 1972, but you've stuck with them.
Yeah, I never lost faith in them, and I still think they're good. They got a good deal going now. They're going to do it. They just have to get everything together, I guess.
When are you going to go to another game?
Well, I don't know. The Pro Bowl's coming up. I got tickets to that, and I don't know who's going to be in there. It's not the Dolphins, unfortunately.
You still like to go to the games?
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's a good thing. Keeps you going.
Hazeltine Knickerbocker often shares her tickets with her sons, grandsons, or a neighbor who helps her with chores around the house. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.